following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Birthdays are meant to be celebrated. Make the birthdays of your family and friends special and memorable with a gift that is fun, thoughtful, and impressive. The Birthday Flower Cake, only from 1-800-Flowers.com. The Birthday Flower Cake, created exclusively by 1-800-Flowers, is one of the most popular gifts. It's truly original, handcrafted floral arrangement designed in the shape of a birthday cake. Beautiful. Even comes with candles. Looks like a real double-decker cake. 1-800-Flowers.com, special offer just for my listeners. A free upgrade. Order a large birthday flower cake for the price of a small. That's a $39.99 value for only $29.99. Available for same-day delivery. Did you hear that? Same-day delivery. Backed by the 1-800-Flowers.com 100% smile guarantee. For this or other great offers, go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or even your mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention...
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insights from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. We're short of Doug, or we're short of Daddy, but we'll be muddling through there. Randy Buska along with Mark Baldwin. Mark, good to see you.
Glad to be back again. You know, it's a little nicer than when I was here last Thursday.
Yeah. We're not shoveling out there.
Didn't have to bring my dogs this morning.
We had our parking lot cleared by now. Not back then, but by now we do.
Yesterday?
No, it was later in the day.
Oh, okay.
After it was too late for you to benefit
after
from
I
it,
left.
Then we fixed
it. That's
all
right. Yeah, I didn't mind getting back out there. I was able to crawl back into my pickup.
Well, the first day of the Girls State Basketball Tournament, first games have already wrapped up, and we fill out an office pool. So far, 4-for-4. I am 4-for-4. Of course, everybody else here is as well.
I was going to say, that's pretty impressive.
There's no surprises so far at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. It took a little work for St. Cecilia, though. They jumped out to an early 9-0 lead, had the lead cut down to 1 in the third quarter, and they go on and eliminate Sutton. And congratulations to Sutton for making it down there. But St. Cecilia picking up a fairly comfortable win, and they'll advance. They'll play tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, the winner of the Hershey's-North Platte-St. Pat's game tomorrow. And those games will be for you on the Breeze, 94.5. So one local team has already advanced on at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. And again, really no surprises elsewhere in the Girls State Tournament at all.
No, Class A was no big. Beatrice, of course, the South Sioux City domination, not like it used to be in girls. And then, you got your Fall City Sacred Heart, who was number one, and St. Cecilia. And I listened to that St. Cecilia game, and that was pretty close. You look at it now, 16-point game, wasn't that close.
Yeah. Well, you end up being a 50-34, but there was like a four-minute stretch there where Sutton didn't score, and that sealed their doom. Because they fight back hard to come back all the way in this one, and then they fall up a little bit short. So we'll talk more about girls basketball in a little bit. We're going to talk with the head girls basketball coach at Giltner about their matchup. And right now we're going to talk a little hockey, which goes back to our parking lot problems we had a week ago last time you were here, Mark, as the longest road trip of the year currently being taken on by the Tri-City Storm. And kind enough to join us to talk about the trip and what the weekend has in store is Josh Howgie, the head coach for the Tri-City Storm. And coach, you're alive and kicking this morning. You've made it to stop one of three this week.
Yeah, we're in Waterloo, Iowa, and game here tonight. We had a pregame skate here this morning, and resting at the hotel right now with the guys, and big game here tonight at 7.
You already had your pregame skate? Boy, you don't let those kids sleep in when they're on the road, do you?
No, we got up got up nice and early, had a 9 o'clock skate, so it good little day so far.
And a trip like this, you know, camaraderie and getting together with the team, very, very important. You have some new pieces with some trades and the like here lately. How are all those new pieces fitting together both on and off the ice?
I think that it's, you know, it's been good for us, you know, off the ice, like just to get away here, you know, finally get some time with, you know, Ben Foster, being able to, you know, joke around with the guys, you know, do some different things and just get away from Kearney. So that'll be good for him. And I think, you know, it's always good. And this one especially is, I mean, it's a lot of time on the bus. It's a, it's a really just long, and it's a tough trip, so it'll be good to see how the guys respond to it.
Yeah, you're going from one end of the regional footprint of the USHL. You're the furthest west team. By the time you're done on Saturday, you'll be the furthest east team, taking on Youngstown. Talk a little bit about where your team is right now. You guys are sixth in the division. Talk about the playoff race and really kind of what you guys need to do to make sure that you make it into the playoffs.
Well, I mean, We're in a spot like we got to win games, and we can't, you know, we can't wait. This is a great weekend for us. I mean, with three games, you got a chance to get 6 points, and we need all six. I mean, there's no secret for us right now. We have to string a lot of games together, and we just got to get on a run. And you know, we won a couple, lost a couple, but we've just never been able to get on that winning streak, and we just don't have the time to wait anymore. We have to get on that run, and it has to happen.
By the end of the trip, is it possible you start thinking, you know, let's start looking at what things are going to be like next year, or is it even too early for that if things do not go your way?
Well, I think that, you know, it's never fair to the guys that are here and in their last year to start, you know, looking towards that point. But at the same point, you know what, you get those younger guys in some spots and see how they react to it, and, you know, put them in a situation to see how they'll handle that for the future. But I mean, to our old guys, I think, you know, our older guys, we owe it to them to see if we can really make a push. And, you know, if we come up a ways short, you know, at least we gave those guys an honest effort to see what they could do, and really gave them that chance.
Back in January, you had a nice little push, got yourself above 500, and then five of the six last games that you've played, most of them one goal games, but five of the last six games that you played, you guys came up on the short end. What has changed in that stretch? What do you need to fix to try to make it so you win, you know, 6 or 7, or you know, get together a pretty good run here?
I think it's just those little details that are, you know, costing us a goal here, costing us a goal, you know, whether it's you know, not blocking a shot or not back checking all the way to the net, or just it's the small things that you don't prepare yourself for. And we just have to tighten up those areas. I mean, we're right in every single hockey game. We're just not finding ways to win. And you know, with us not having Johan Mattsson for a significant period of time here in the Nets, Justin Qualley is getting a chance to play, and for us it's great to see how he handles it. But at the same point, we have to help him out. He's a young goaltender, and really make sure that we give him the best chances to win.
Talking with Josh Howji, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, as they are in their longest road trip of the year in terms of miles, certainly, and three games, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tonight, Waterloo. Tomorrow, you're in, I don't have it in front of me, tomorrow you're in the neighborhood, you're in Indianapolis, taking on the ice, and then you've got Youngstown. Talk a little bit about, I guess, tonight's game that actually will be heard here on ESPN tonight. Let's talk a little bit about Waterloo. What do they bring to the ice?
Well, they have the most dynamic group of forwards in the league. They have, you know, five of the top 10 leading scorers in the league, three of the top five. It's scary when you go through their forwards, who they have, and how talented they are. Their defense and their goaltending have been a little suspect for them. So, you know, you got to make sure that you get pucks to the net and you really attack their D. But no lead is safe when you're playing these guys, just because they're so gifted. And, you know, Justin Kloos and Taylor Camerata, 1 and 2 in the league in scoring, are tough to stop every night.
Are they one of the premier offensive teams you guys will play through the course of the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive, the list of guys that they have up front, and they really attack, and they have an Olympic-sized sheet here, so there's more room for them to move and to maneuver, and it's a difficult place to play. It's very loud, it's loud building, and when it gets rocking, it, you got to stop it, and you got to stop it in a hurry because it's tough to play here. And you know, the nice thing is it's Thursday night, so you won't be dealing with the big sellout crowd. It'll be, you know, it'll still be some rowdy fans, but it won't be what it normally can be.
With the bigger sheet of ice, is it harder for you guys to be physical? I mean, it's hard to check them on the boards because it's so far apart from one side of the boards to the other.
Yeah, I mean, it really, you gotta be smart about finishing your hits. If you try to, you know, finish every hit, sometimes you'll take yourself out of position. And, you know, we want to be physical and we want to be tough with them. But, you know, at the same point, you can't put yourself in a bad defensive position to you know, finish a hit. So it's a tough place to play here. I mean, especially from going from our rink to this, and this is the only rink in the league where we see this. So it's a tough transition.
And tomorrow with the ice, you know, the ice are 10 games under 500. And offensively, they don't really, you know, not too many teams do compared to Waterloo, but offensively, they don't really compare to them. Give us a quick preview of tomorrow night's game against Waterloo, against the ice.
Yeah, I mean, first it's going to be a pretty tough test just for us to see how we handle the travel. I mean, after the game here tonight, we'll travel 5 hours on bus and then, you know, spend the night in Champaign, Illinois, and then, you know, have to get up and still travel another 2 or 3 hours on Friday morning there to get there. But the big thing about them is they're a young team and they've kind of turned over their roster a little bit, so we got to jump on them early. And they're very patient and they don't take a whole lot of chances, so we got to make sure we take care of the puck and don't turn them over. You know, if we do that and get pucks in deep and just play physical and hard with them, you know, it's a game that's very, very winnable for us.
And then against Youngstown playing a little bit better hockey than what the ice are. But again, you got third day in a row. You've got some driving to do when you get done, you know, with the hockey game. You got to travel all the way to Youngstown. And if you missed a turn, you end up in Pennsylvania. So, I mean, that's about a 16 and a half hour bus ride from here to there. Obviously, you don't have to go that far before you play. But talk about just the aspect of just the wear and tear of three games in a row, always tough, but all three on the road. And, you know, almost two full time zones away from here.
Yeah, I think what makes it most difficult is just that travel, and it's really just not getting a good night's sleep. You get on the bus and you go for 5 hours, 6 hours, and you shut it down for a little bit, but then you got to wake up and you'll get into your hotel room, and you know, we try to give the guys more rest, but at the same point, it's still an 8 hour trip, and you got to get there somehow, so you got to keep moving and getting the guys there. And it's a difficult situation. We don't see it a whole lot. You know, we play most of our games in the Western Conference, and this is the one time we go all the way out there. So, you know, we got to handle it. We got to, you know, make the most of it. And again, like the situation we're in, we can't make any excuses. We got to find a way to get 6 points here.
How is the team's mindset? I mean, obviously this is kind of an us against the world kind of mentality in terms of taking a look at the standings, being a long ways away from home, playing three games back to back to back. How is the team approaching everything? I mean, you're spending some quality time with them on the road. How is the team's mindset?
I think everybody's pretty positive. I mean, it's a good group. I mean, we have a little bit of setback today. We found out Tim Bonner's not going to be able to play, you know, with a head injury. So that's always tough for us. You know, we were excited to have this. One of the first times we had a healthy lineup, and then, you know, Tim's not going to be able to play. But I think, you know, just excited to get out on the road and, you know, get to some different places. We haven't been here to Waterloo this season, and it's a fun place to play. And then, you know, to get out to Indiana and Youngstown and play two teams we haven't seen this year, it's a fun time. But I've been, you know, very pleased with just the leadership here and how the guys are. You know, no one's happy with where we're at in the standings, but everybody is, you know, still pulling to get, you know, to change the culture and to keep improving. And it's just a good group and a lot of fun to work with these guys.
Well, Josh, we certainly wish you the best of luck and a long road trip. And, you know, I just have that kind of workmanlike us against the world mentality, and hopefully you come away with 6 points.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we're going to focus on getting here too tonight so we can put ourselves in that spot. And, you know, we appreciate all the support we get from the people back in Kearney and Tri-Cities.
All right, Josh, best of luck to you. Appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. That's Josh Algy, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, and the Storm have kind of painted themselves in the corner in terms of making it into the playoffs, but boy, what a road trip. I mean, that's just
tough.
Awful.
Physically,
yeah.
Three games in a row on the farthest away from home. I mean, that's got to be awfully tough, not just physically, but emotionally.
And he mentioned it, too. Tonight they play on the biggest rink that they're going to run into. That's extra skating.
I mean, I was going to say, for guys like you and me, that would be...
Oh, yeah. That's a death sentence is what that is for a guy like me. But, you know, again, it's just that you're going to get tired legs.
Yeah.
And, okay, you play tonight, you'll have tired legs at the end of the game. Well, the next night, after another road trip...
I just find out who did this scheduling.
Oh,
as a head coach, I'd be like, we're going to talk. This can't happen, it just can't happen.
It is tough, but one of the things about you could do this in two trips.
Yes, absolutely.
And you could do that, but wouldn't that, over the course of a year, also wear you down a little bit more, too? I mean, it's just a bitter pill you got to swallow at some point.
And this is unusual. If you look at their schedule, this is unusual where you get three games in a row like this, especially that far away.
Well, hoping to have three games in a row would be, of course, all the girls' basketball teams at the Girls' State Basketball Tournament. And kind enough to join us to talk about their matchup tonight is Giltner Hornet head coach Nancy Lockman. And, Coach, appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.
Hey, have you kind of recovered? I mean, you get in by the skin of your teeth, winning in overtime in the district final against Axtell. Obviously keeps the season alive, but that's a real emotional high that you're heading into when you head to Lincoln is that big win against the Wildcats.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's always kind of fun. All you got to do is win by one, and then we managed to do that, so... yeah, it's a high, but we've had a week to recover. So.
And this is a team that knows a little something about playing down there. You guys brought back just about everybody from last year as you went to state a season ago. How is that? Has that changed your preparation heading into the state tournament, knowing that the girls know what's going on this time around?
A little bit. I think, our kids are a lot more confident. We qualified in volleyball and basketball both last year, too, first time in a long time for us. And they had some success this year in volleyball at the state volleyball tournament. And, our little run that we made at the end of the game last year, I think our confidence is fairly high that we know we can go down and play with teams.
You've got to play Why Not, and I know you've been looking at them. You've had a week to kind of check them out. What do you know about them, and what concerns you about them?
Well, obviously, the defending state champions for 2 years in a row now. They did lose several guards off their team from last year's state championship team. They do return a 6-foot girl, I believe, in the name of Maggie Schulte, who's been an all-stater and is a quality ball player. And they do return quite a few guards that played quite a bit because they played about 10 deep last year. And they're a team that's going to push the ball hard on us and play good aggressive defense in our face.
Talking with Nancy Lockman, the head girls basketball coach at Giltner. So, all right, they're going to pressure you. You guys play pretty good defense as well. How do you attack them? What is kind of the game plan tonight against them?
Well, we're going to have to try to control their big girl inside, definitely. We haven't seen a lot of that throughout the season so far. We've only played a couple teams that have the larger girl inside. So we'll work on trying to stop her and hopefully be close enough to get in their guard's face so that they don't make the shots from the outside.
You also have a team that is pretty impressive as far as scorers are going. And of course, Danny Most leads you with an average of about 15 points. So you've got to feel pretty good offensively.
Yeah, any night you step on the court, you always hope you can put the ball in the hoop. The defenses are all getting better as we continue on in the postseason. Every team plays pretty good defense, and so finding open shots and hopefully putting the ball in the hoop is a concern of, I think, any coach at this time, and we're hoping that we can get that job done again tonight.
Mark kind of mentioned it, your scoring, but Abigail also, 5'10", center, she's averaging just a shade under 10 points a game. Is it going to be a tough for her with that strong presence that Why Not has in the inside for Abigail to get going? And how do you try to make sure that she's in the offensive flow in the game?
We're going to try to take it in there. Our goal is hopefully to maybe get them in a little foul trouble inside. So we're going to try to go in there. And Abby's pretty quick about getting things up and over them. So we'll challenge them inside. And, if we have to, then hopefully we'll have them draw in on us and kick it back out to Danny and Darby and so forth.
As I was looking at the stats, you're one of the teams that has best defensively as far as holding other teams to scoring, at 36.5. Why not 38.6? So we may not see a lot of scoring in this game.
I think it's going to be a defensive battle. I really do. Our games lately have been pretty much that way. We haven't scored a lot of points, and we've held the other teams to a fairly minimal amount. That's the one thing that we've worked on in the last few weeks is increasing our defensive intensity, and I think it'll be a defensive battle.
Talking with Nancy Lockman, the head girls basketball coach at Giltner. Coach, at one point you were 13-6, and that's not a shabby record in anybody's way of looking at things, but then you round off six in a row, including going through the sub-districts and district finals and that sort of thing. What maybe has changed a little bit in those last six games? Not that you were struggling before, but really playing your best ball of the year right now. What maybe are you guys doing a little bit better than you weren't doing, say, 8, 9, 10 games ago?
It's definitely the defensive end. We talked about after a few of those losses in January that, you know, we weren't playing as good a defense as we would like, and we've changed our defense a little bit, and it's the defensive end. This group has got a way of winning ball games in February, and we hope to continue that streak. We have not lost in February for the last 2 years, and so we've got to continue that streak hopefully tonight.
Well, it is still February 28th. Is that the last thing you write on the board before they head out of the locker room? Remember, it is February. We don't lose in this month.
Yep, I think we'll mention that for sure.
Seriously, what is kind of one of the last things you're going to kind of tell them as they head out of that locker room? What's kind of that last reminder? This, ladies, is one thing that we really need to concentrate on tonight against Why Not?
Well, you know, state tournament atmosphere, you know, they definitely have more experience being down there the past few years, and we always try to remind our kids it's just another basketball game against another team in another gym, and so we want to stay focused that way, and we're going to talk about being very aggressive defensively. We're going to have to be moving all the time. We cannot allow them open looks. So.
Well, Nancy, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you tonight. And just remind them, it is February. You're fine.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Nancy. That's Nancy Lockman, the head girls basketball coach at Giltner. We'll have four games on our network of stations by the time the day wraps up. We already heard St. Cecilia win earlier today on the Breeze 94.5. The Giltner game will also be on the Breeze 94.5 tonight at 8:45 p.m. And that game will be over at Lincoln East. And we'll have that game for you again on 94.5. Couple of games on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Kearney Catholic will be taking on Norfolk Catholic at 2 o'clock. Pre-game will start probably around 1:50. Doug will have the call again on Classic Hits 98.9. And then later on tonight, also at 8:45 p.m., Minden will be taking on Pierce. Minden, the 4 seed, Pierce, the 5 seed. Those are the two wild cards in Class C1 as both of them get in via the wild card. And again, we'll have that for you at 8:45 p.m. And again, because we're having two games on our two FM stations, normally, hockey is on the Breeze 94.5, but tonight it'll be right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as we'll have Waterloo and Tri-City Storm. So if we had another radio station, we'd probably fill it up with something else, because on KHAS Radio, we also have Nebraska women's basketball. If we had one more station, we'd find something else somewhere, but there's plenty of sports on the radio tonight on our myriad of stations here at Platte River Radio. So, certainly, a lot of whatever interests you, there's plenty of it out there this weekend.
Just a couple of updates. Osmond leads Deschler in halftime in D2, 25-15. And Lincoln Southeast leads Bellevue East in Class A at halftime, 22-20. Gretna leads Norris at halftime in Class B, 24-21.
And the finals, we didn't actually give you the numbers. In Class A, Millard West over Lincoln Northeast, 65-45. Beatrice won by 4 over South Sioux City. The one seed advances 48-44. That's in Class B. As we mentioned earlier today on the Breeze 94.5, St. Cecilia with a 50-34 win over Sutton as the two seed advances. And D2, the final, Fall City Sacred Heart with a 57-42 win over Sand Hills Thedford to advance on. So teams already packing their bags, already heading back out of Lincoln. I'm sure they're grabbing something to eat somewhere, but but they're already on their way back. And it's still amazing to me that we're in the final throes of the high school basketball season, that we already are at the state tournament. I mean, where did the season go?
Yeah, and it's early this year. You know, we're starting the state tournament, as you said, in February. Which I would remind those girls at Giltner a lot. I never thought about that. Never lost in February.
Not in the last 2 years.
But anyway, yeah, so it's early this year. You know what? Track's going to be started. It's already practice has already started. We're going to be in the track season. You're going to be out golfing soon. I mean, it's just going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, it reminds me. I got to find some balls because I lost all of my hat from last year. I don't wear them out. I lose them. What happens to my all that? So they put a little tracking device in a golf ball. That's where I'm making my money.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, hook that up to your iPhone, and that way you can find the ball somewhere in the fairway or two over from where it's supposed to be. That is where you make your money right there. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll return to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth and the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Girls State High School Basketball Tournament is this weekend in Lincoln, and we've got you covered on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On Classic Hits 98.9, we'll be following Kearney Catholic and Minden. The Stars open with Norfolk Catholic, 2 o'clock Thursday, Minden and Pierce at 8:45. In Class C2 on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Sutton Thursday at 9, and Giltner plays Why Not Thursday night at 8:45. And all of the finals Saturday are right here on ESPN Radio.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, keep updated on all your fancy players. Juicy burgers and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Partly sunny skies on tap in our forecast for today. We'll have breezy northwest winds with a high of 36 degrees, and we'll see more cloud cover tonight with lows down to 18. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 30 degrees.
You know, Mark, it's nice to have somebody that understands sticks as much as you do. I'm given musical grief all the time by Doug and Jeff. But Jeff, let the record show, Jeff picked out the song.
Yes. Way to go, Jeff.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Hey, if you're looking for something to do in terms of just entertaining sports or eating, hey, why not put the two of them together and head to Cunningham's Journal? Every sports fan knows when it's lunchtime, you need a good bite to eat. You want to watch your favorite sports or surf the internet for the perfect fantasy matchups? Well, Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney is the place to be. Stop in at Cunningham's for lunch and get any specialty burger, a domestic draft for only $6.49. Don't want a burger? Well, they have plenty of other options. You can have pizza, bacon wrap, shrimp skewers, barbecue or salads. And of course, Cunningham's is a place to watch football games during the football season, basketball games in the basketball season. They'll have plenty of baseball for you as well. They have a huge 10-foot projector screen. It's lunchtime, so right now head on over to Cunningham's Journal, your home away from home for sports, live entertainment, and great food. 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. And also tonight, don't forget Sean Callahan of HuskersOnline.com is going to be there to share some of his thoughts and video of potential Husker stars. He'll be at Cunningham's Journal tonight, 6 o'clock, and this is made possible by T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works, and by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, that's us. So lunch right now, and then don't forget tonight, Sean Callahan will be at the mothership at Cunningham's Journal, where we always have our Husker lunches as well. So that's really kind of the peak of his going through all the recruiting information for you tonight, Cunningham's Journal at 6 o'clock. And obviously, the Girls State Basketball Tournament in full swing a week from right now. Of course, it'll be time for the Boys State Basketball Tournament, and we're going to start. We have a lot of previews that we have to do for Boys State Basketball, and we'll start with Kearney Catholic, and kind enough to join us to talk about the stars in terms of boys basketball before the girls even play is Kearney Catholic head coach Don Lease. Don, how you doing?
Doing good. On my way down to Lincoln, riding in the car here, so I'm ready to see how things go down here for our girls. Hopefully, it goes real well for them.
You're right. You're not on the cell phone and driving, are you? You're not driving the bus, are you?
Yeah, I am. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Well, all of a sudden, I heard five state patrolmen turn around in the interstate. You're safe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no problem. I don't see why they would say anything at all, Don. You'd be good. Let's talk a little bit about just the field in general. I think one of the things that stands out to me when I take a look at the Class C1 pairings is you have three teams from the same conference playing at the state basketball tournament. You, Adams Central, Gibbon, great showing there for Lou Platt Conference heading into the C1 tournament.
Yeah, it is. That's what we were. You know, we kind of emailed each other back and forth, Foster and I, and Reinertsen and I, and we were just kind of emailing back and forth. You know, how well represented the Lou Platt's going to be down there at the state tournament. It kind of shows, you know, how good the Lou Platt Conference is. Because we sit there and we beat each other up all the time, and so on and so forth, and we usually knock each other off here and there, and then all of a sudden you get one person or one team down there, and it doesn't do us justice. But this year, you know, we got three teams down there, and any one of those three teams, well, anyone in the field actually on C1, Randy, C1 is just loaded this year. You got Lincoln Christian at the 8th seed playing Wahoo, and Lincoln Christian's a very, very good basketball team.
You know, one thing as I was looking at this and you were mentioning, I think that's an advantage for all of you in the Loup Valley Conference, because if you take a look at this, you all three, this is just my personal opinion, I know a little bit about basketball, have a good chance of advancing into the second round.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, all of us have, you know, matchups that are very difficult, but they're matchups that both or all three of us can get through and stuff. And right now, you know, you look at Adams Central, you look at Gibbon, you know, had that stumble against Shelton, but it kind of woke them up and kind of made them realize some things that they need to work on and do. And they've done them very well. And, you know, we've played them three times, and every time it's just been a drag-out fight. You know, they do a great job in that 1-3-1. They got Riley leading the way on things. But, you know, what they got is they got players around Riley that are very, very good also. And then you got Adams Central. Zach Foster's done a great job. They got kind of, you know, beat by Ravenna, but it kind of made them realize, hey, you know, we got to do some things, and you got to, you know, do some tweaking here and there. And they've done that, and they've reeled off four or five in a row now, and they're playing very good basketball. And everybody's kind of going, well, what's wrong with Kearney Catholic? Well, there's nothing wrong with Kearney Catholic. You know, we've gotten beat by three really good basketball teams, and two out of the three are down at state in the C1 aspect of things. Both of them are down at state. And you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, right now, you know, we got to put one game together and one game at a time and be ready to roll on next Thursday.
And, Coach, don't you agree that sometimes when you do come off a loss, and, you know, of course, coming off a loss and getting to go to state means wild card, But doesn't that wake up the players and you as coaches say, you know what, we're great, we're lucky to be here now. Let's take this advantage and do what we know we can do. We can win. We can beat these teams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely does. And then I think one of the big things, you know, everybody's going, what are you going to do? You're going to give these kids time off? These kids don't want time off. Our kids, you know, I'm going, you know, after we got beat by Gibbon, I go, hey, guys, you know, let's take Saturday, Sunday off last week and, you know, let's come back on Monday and, you know, we'll do a walk through some stuff and we'll kind of fine-tune some things. And then all of a sudden, Alex gets a phone call, my son, on Saturday morning going, hey, does your dad care if we go in and if he opens up the gym and we can shoot? And you know, I said, ah, sure, you know, I can't turn them down and stuff. Everybody's like, ah, they probably just need breaks from this game and that. And these guys don't want that. And then we've had, you know, and everybody's going, well, you'll probably shorten up your practices and stuff. And, you know, and I go through the agenda on practice and go, guys, here's what we want to accomplish. Here's what we want to get through and stuff. And then, you know, we get to that point and they're all going, okay, but we haven't covered this, coach. And we're going, okay, yeah, let's cover that. And you look down at your watch, and all of a sudden it's 6:15. We've had a 2-hour and 15-minute practice, and these guys are still wanting to do more. And I'm finally going, no, guys, we've got to get out of here. And these guys, they're hungry again, man, and that's what I like to see.
It's no secret, Don, that in the last 3-4 ball games, you guys haven't shot the ball real well. You can't just say, well, we didn't shoot very well. We'll shoot better, you know, later. What sort of things do you try to do to improve your shooting percentage from the field? Is it running the offense better? Is it just shooting drills to kind of get your guys' touch back? What sort of things specifically do you try to work on to make sure that your shooting percentage at State's a little bit higher than it has been during this period against good competition when you guys really haven't shot the ball as well?
No, but, you know, it's like I told them, you know, when we watched film, I said, let's count it up, guys, and see how many, you know, shots inside of 5 feet we missed. And, you know, so we went to some things, you know, where you're driving to the hoop. We got some pads out. We kind of, you know, pushed on them a little bit and made them concentrate and focus on the shot and stuff. We did some of those types of drills. We did a lot of shooting drills. But then, you know, like you said, Randy, execution on the offensive end of things has got to be a little bit crisper, and we did that. And I think the kids have realized, you know, we've played pretty good defense. It's not like we're turning the ball over. We averaged in those three games that we lost, those games, we averaged 11.4 turnovers a game, you know, and I can live with that because we're a push-it-down, push-it-style type of team. And it's not like we're turning the ball over. We just haven't hit some shots. And, you know, it's one of those things that these kids, you know, took it to, you know, granted that, you know, hey, you know, we're not really focused on the shots sometimes. And that's why we got the pads out. When they drove, we, you know, as coaches, kind of bumped them. We did some things, you know, so they got to focus on what they need to do. The hands weren't up and ready to catch and shoot sometimes. So we went back to the old drawing board, and we went back to some of the practices that we'd had at the beginning of the year. And we started just kind of fine-tuning things, Randy.
What about Boone Central? What do you know about him? What seems to be the challenge that you're going to have to face with him?
They got some really good guards and some heady guards. You know, I tell these kids that these guards are kind of like veteran guards where they're not overwhelmingly real quick on things, but yet, you know, they do a lot of smart things, the guards do. And then they got a couple of post players inside that are about 6'5", 6'6", inside, that do a lot of good things, and they crash the boards extremely hard. But defensively, they kind of mix it up. They've run some 2-3. They run a lot of man. They've done some pressing. So, you know, we're going to have to come out and play a solid, solid basketball game against Boone. They like to get up and down the court. It's not like, you know, hey, we got 6'6 and 6'5 guys that we just want to slow it down. No, they push the ball, and if you don't get back on defense, they get a very easy transition back bucket out of it.
Seems every year when we talk about State basketball, especially in Class C1, where all the games are played at Pershing, we talk about how tough that building is to shoot in because of the wide open spaces. You guys have tried to address that a little bit by actually playing in the Heartland Hoops Classic, which isn't quite as open, but still has that that large distance between the glass and the background.
Yep.
In terms of shooting it. How else do you kind of prepare your team that does like to shoot the ball on the perimeter to prepare them for shooting at Pershing?
Well, I brought six basketballs down with me, Randy, because I figured, you know, at halftime, we might as well go out there and shoot while nobody else is out there on the court. Yeah. You know?
Good luck but, making it past security there, buddy. Good luck.
Yeah, I know. but that's one of the things that, you know, we kind of remind them of is that, you know, it's going to be kind of like at the Harlan's Hoop with your depth perception and so on and so forth. So let's maybe drive it to the hole. Let's get to the free throw line a few times, and as you get used to the baskets and so on and so forth, because it's a little different shooting at Pershing. But like I told them, you know, if you bring back the old movie Hoosiers, you go, hey guys, it's still 15 feet, it's still 19.9, the lane's the same. I said, you know, it's still the same distance to the baskets. I said, you just got to make sure, you know, and that's why we went back to the, you know, bump and grind on things on defense, and we actually got out the pads and did some bumping and, you know, pushing them around and to make them focus on some things, and I think we'll be all right, Randy.
To start the game, do you try to remind them that, hey, we really want to work the ball inside and then just kind of start with your offense from the inside out in terms of starting to get warmed up? Shooting the ball,
and you know, and that's what we kind of, you know, and that's what I told them, you know, what our biggest problem has been we've kind of went back to what we kind of did, you know, in the past, and we came out and started shooting the threes, and then went inside, and I go, guys, you know, what was our success against the McCooks and the Donovan Trumbulls in January and those types of things is we drove to the hoop and we got, you know, we went inside out. Instead of going outside in. And I think that's what we need to get back to a little bit, Randy, is getting the ball down inside, getting to the free throw line. We haven't been getting to the free throw line as much. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, we'll be okay. We're going to go down there, and we're going to give her our best shot. I guarantee you that.
How do you see the field in the girls' tournament? How do you like Rick's chances with the Kearney Catholic girls? You know a little bit about basketball. What do you kind of see when you take a look at the girls and how they play?
I think it's going to take a team that is very, very hot to beat our girls. Our girls, you know, have a lot of things. They got the guards, and then they got, you know, the post play to do it. They're playing very good defense. Rick does a great job with that, with their zones and zone traps and zone presses and stuff. And I think it's just going to take a very, very hot team shooting the ball wise. The teams that are going against our girls, they cannot turn it over because we do such a good job of getting it out and going with our guards, and our posts do a good job of getting it out there. I just think it's going to take a team that's very, very hot from shooting range and stuff to beat our girls.
Well, I would agree with you, Don, and certainly wish the girls and you guys next week the best of luck. Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you, Randy. And I think our girls in about 52 hours will be bringing home another state title.
Well, let's hope that history will repeat itself a little bit. It'd be kind of neat to see two trophies making it back home. Appreciate
that. Would be awesome, Randy. That would be very awesome.
That'd be cool. Thanks, Don.
Yep, thank you, Randy.
That's Don Lees, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. And, you know, next week they play the late game in Class C1. Their schedule's a little bit different. Both the Kearney Catholic boys and girls are the 2 seed. And we neglected to mention that Giltner is sending both the boys and girls in Class D2 as well. So a few of the teams that we're following, we're following both the boys and girls versions of those teams over the next couple of weeks. And I think he's right about the girls. And, yeah, you can't just say, well, we just need to shoot the ball better. You have to do something to kind of make that happen. And I think the idea that they're going to start trying to punch the ball inside, if they get to the free throw line, that'll open up their outside shooting. I mean, you always see that.
They're going to have to because, as he mentioned, this team they're playing, they've got two really, really tall men underneath, and they like to go inside of these two guys. And that's something that they know what's going to happen. He knows they're going to try to work it inside. You also have another thing, Randy, that you have to talk about when we talk about state basketball. And that is sometimes it's, as you said, it's shooting at Pershing. Mm. Sometimes it's being in Devaney for the first time. You know, when you play in these small gyms in Lincoln, you know, that's kind of natural. You know, you walk in, it's kind of like just playing at your house or somewhere. But when you play in Devaney or Pershing, sometimes that's that first quarter can be kind of rough for a team because maybe they've never been there before. These teams have, of course. Some of these teams have been down there a lot. But there's always a lot of variables. You know, in the last 20-some years of covering state basketball, I've noticed some different nuances always because a team will come in, they'd be unbeaten. just walk in. We've got this state. This is ours. And the next thing you know, they're going home because they didn't realize they're shooting at a basket. It has nothing behind them, a curtain way in the back there. They're playing on a floor that is laid down, and it's thump, 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 thump,
and dead
thump,
spots. Thump,
yeah. And so there's a lot of variables that sometimes, I mean, even as a broadcaster, I walk in there because I'm following this team like, yeah, we got the championship all wrapped up. I'm going to be broadcasting a state champ, and I'm heading home at Thursday afternoon going, what in the world happened here? There's a lot of variables to state basketball that sometimes we as fans or we don't think about. You know, and those are the things you have to keep in mind. As coaches can think about the X's and the O's all the time, but they can't. They have to think about those other things too. As you said, he'd like to get some of those boys out there and say, this is what you're going to be firing at.
And again, Giltner and Kearney Catholic, boys and girls, have some advantages that some other teams don't. For the Kearney Catholic girls, they've been in state championship volleyball.
Absolutely.
I mean, they know what it's like to be in that big stage. Their games against Seward and Pierce were on a big stage. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, there wasn't the big backdrop, the gap between the wall and the glass, but the big stage, that aspect has been recreated for Kearney Catholic and for Giltner. And Giltner played a very similar situation. They're not at Pershing. They won't have that big gap, but they played on a big stage last year in basketball, and they've had success in volleyball. They play that. So that helps both the boys and girls teams. And what Coach Lease did the last 2 years playing at the Heartland Hoops Classic, they've shot at that gym that's very similar. The best thing that you can kind of recreate heading to Pershing is playing at the Heartland Hoops Classic.
And that's why sometimes when you look at these brackets, you take a look at the teams who have been there before, and a team that may be unbeaten but have never been to state before, because they're going to be behind the eight ball. You know, by the time the first quarter's over, they're like, oh, this is all new to us. And that's tough. It's tough for coaches to say, I know we're not walking. And if you're playing, like I said, if you're playing at Lincoln East or Northeast, you know, it's not such a big shock. But if your first game and you've never had a team at state basketball before, is it Devaney or at Pershing?
Mm-hmm.
You have other than just X's and O's to think about here.
Yeah, and for the Giltner girls, and actually the Giltner boys are also playing, why not? But the Giltner girls have played a team that's won two straight state basketball championships.
Yes.
And so why not's used to that environment, being at state, playing in big games, and looking at why not, they're the two seed in girls basketball. The only games that they've lost, I'm sorry, they're the three seed. I looked at the wrong bracket here. I looked at the boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're the three seed, why not, is their only losses have come to teams that are also playing in Lincoln today.
Yeah.
You know, their only losses are to two teams in Class C2. Remember, we're talking D2. Two teams in D2, including undefeated Crofton. That's where one of their losses has come from. They lost a couple times to Homer, and then they lost to Osmond in the district final. Well, all those teams are playing in state basketball tournaments, either in C2 or D2.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had a tough schedule. That's prepared them nicely for state, and that might be bad news for Giltner, because there isn't anything Giltner's going to throw why not that they haven't seen.
That's right. And by the way, the Osmond girls are just about less than about 5 minutes away from moving on to the second round. They're on top of Deschler right now by about 9. So
they're rolling in pretty good.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
With that game last night, too.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Savings Spectacular is on at the Home Depot. Outsmart your budget with low prices throughout the store. Like Pergo Presto Gunstock Oak Laminate Flooring. Just $188 a square foot. It's easy to install and has surface protection to prevent scratches and fading. And its low price gives you budget protection and prevents you from putting off your project any longer. Just another reason to hurry into the Saving Spectacular. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Now through March 27th, U.S. only.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies on tap in our forecast for today. We'll have breezy northwest winds with a high of 36 degrees, and we'll see more cloud cover tonight with lows down to 18. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 30 degrees.
Welcome back here to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. You know, the new Chevrolet Spark is here, and you can find more information at www.thinkmidway.com. The new Buick Encore, they also have pictures and details of that. Also, the Cadillac CTSs up to $6,500 off. They have 50 Chevrolet Silverados up to $8,000 off through the end of truck month, and that is today. So the clock is ticking on that, but they still have plenty to choose from, so head on down and cap off truck month with a pretty good deal. Usually at the end of the month, you know, car dealerships are willing to make a deal. They also have 11 Chevrolet Sonics starting at over $1,700. So Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram also has 13 Chrysler 200 starting under $19,000. So head on down to South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, a better way. And again, you can find out a whole lot more by going to thinkmidway.com. And on the phone, we actually have a call. We have Doug from Kearney. Doug from Kearney on the line. Doug, how you doing?
What's up? This is like the greatest show since that Davis fella left. I mean, there's only one other. When they had the Jared Crick show, that's number one, but this is number two.
Well, wow. you gotta have the right host for it, is what you gotta do, Doug. I appreciate the input. Thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a question. I'm driving down to the state tournament.
Uh-huh.
And What's the most times you guys have ever been pulled over?
In one trip?
I mean, they got pickups that are silver. They got black cars. There's a white car. I mean, they're doing. You can't be disguising it anymore. How do you know?
I think they're trying to fool you, Doug. I think they're trying to be camouflaged. My favorite one was when I got pulled over and I noticed the guy pulled back in. He pulled underneath a shade tree in the ditch on a highway. I mean, talk about camouflaged.
Well, every time there's a sign that says drug dog in use, I get off the interstate.
And that doesn't work out so well, does it?
No, they're always there. They say, what's up? Here's another one. Here's the fourth one I've seen between Grand Island and Lincoln. Here's number four. This one's black car, number 63.
Yeah, I saw him earlier as I was coming up, and he was a very busy, busy man when I came up. By the way, I just want you to know this is nice for me because I actually get to work for a professional for a change.
Whoa, and that's,
that makes this much easier for me. Hello?
Where's the brand tune back up in your brain?
Thank you, Karnak the Magnificent. And you say I'm old. You're doing Johnny Carson references. I had to explain to Jeff who Johnny Carson is now.
Well,
I had to explain to a couple of those guys what MASH is.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I know all the episodes.
I didn't even realize that. I saw this morning this was, 1983 or whatever year it was. I think it might have been later than that, the final ever MASH episode.
Oh, wow. Thanks for bringing that up. That makes me feel much, much older now. Thank you.
Highest rated non-Super Bowl ever on TV.
And I watched it.
Can you believe that still?
Yeah, and I watched it. I was there. I was one of those crazies to watch that thing to the very end there. So, Doug, what's your thinking as you go get ready to hit the courts for some state basketball? Any surprises you can see on the horizon there since you're the great Karnak?
Wow.
Now, when you're patting yourself on the back, watch out. One of those patrolmen's going to turn, just going to kind of pull you right over.
Here, you know, we don't make a whole lot of predictions. Some of this is predictions. Sewer's run is over. They will get beat.
Oh, wow.
Somebody will beat them.
That's a big one.
Sewer will not win a fifth consecutive state title. Holdridge might get them tonight. Northwest might get them tomorrow. And Beatrice has had their number, and that's who's going to be waiting for them in the finals. Those are the three that they're going to face. Seward's run is over. That Class A thing, Ron Powell was right. Those guys keep beating each other. And was it Omaha Central? They had to take a forfeit in there. That's going to be an interesting race. C1, obviously we haven't seen Shadron. Everybody wants the discount. The farther west you go, the as good as you are. I believe Kearney Catholic and Minden are the two best teams. Now, whether that pans out on the court, who knows? We've seen them. They've been number one. They've been number one most of the year. We like that. Crofton and St. Cecilia, Crofton could be the best team all the way up into Class B.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be the best team out there. They're amazing, and they're going to continue to be amazing. And then you move into Class D1, D2, they always seem to have somebody new pop up in there and win a state championship. But Wynot still looks like they're the Class of D2, but best of luck to Giltner if they can pull it off tonight.
That should be a great contest, especially since in the last 2 years, Giltner has not lost in February. So that's something of a challenge right there.
Well, why not? Is doing what they can to get the power to go out so that they can tip off at midnight.
See? There you go. Aha, there you go.
Hey, remember, I just want to throw this out early because I may not get this chance tomorrow. Happy birthday, Nebraska. That's why I want to throw that out.
Happy birthday,
Nebraska.
Bright and early. We you know, it's also Dr. Seuss's birthday, which is why I can always remember Nebraska's birthday.
Hey, guys, we've all been at the Devaney Center numerous times, and I think that's something we can talk about every single day. I already know what Mark's best moment is of all time because he was there doing Ogallala beating Wahoo.
Yes.
But give me one other one, you guys. What's the best moments you've ever been at high school tournament-wise at the Devaney?
The game that comes to my mind immediately is the Class A final, Omaha Central, when they won their first title, and they had to do so in double overtime against Bellevue West, and basically all their starters but one had fouled out. They beat them, won the state title with their JV team. It was incredible.
And mine was Perkins County Lincoln Christian game, one of the finals in Devaney eons ago. And the first time we'd ever seen a team that got a foul on an inbound play. In fact, that fouled the player before the ball was thrown in. We hadn't seen that for, forever. And that one I'll remember. Lincoln Christian went on to win that game. So some great memories. What about yours, Doug? You've seen a few games down there.
Well, this, as far as games, this isn't going to ring any bells, but personally, I was reminded again today that it was 25 years ago this weekend that my sister got a gold medal as Ord won their only girls' state basketball championship, and they came from behind against Pius, the much-hated Pius, in the fourth quarter and won that ball game. It was an outstanding state tournament. Because the year before they got robbed by the refs against Waverly. Speaking of blowing,
now let that go.
Speaking of blowing 22-point leads, Oklahoma. So you got that. I had left. The greatest moment ever is the Wahoo Pius game, but I wasn't there for that one. Seeing Woolridge score 50, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And, I
have forgotten everything that Bertrand ever did in the early 90s of the state tournament. So,
well, and another game that comes to my mind immediately on the girls' side is the come-from-behind win for the state title, where they scored like 4 points in the final 3 seconds to win the state title when Gibbon won one of their back-to-back titles. That was an incredible comeback. Yeah.
Gibbon getting that job done, and just so many great ones. And I'm sure we'll be talking more about that over the next week here. Just incredible games out there. Of course, they're always more special when you're broadcasting a winner from your area.
Well, real quick, Minden and Pierce tonight, you've seen both these two teams play. You already said that Minden, you think, is one of the two best teams in the state, so obviously you're picking them over Pierce tonight. Handicap that one for us real quick.
You saw it. That Pierce game against Kearney Catholic, I don't know exactly how good Pierce is. Kearney Catholic, getting revved up to play Seward on the road the night before, came home and played Pierce. Pierce is a great basketball team, and they're the only team that can match them for height. I think the advantage in this ball game will actually be the driving forces of the Kissingers, and if they miss those threes, long rebounds to negate the height inside. I think this is one of the few times that throwing up a ton of three-pointers might actually benefit Minden.
Agreed. That'll be a lot of fun. Doug, I appreciate the time. Anything else you want before we wrap this up?
Just, you know, don't do anything on my chair there. Clean up my area, would you?
Yeah. It's very tidy.
I don't know what the deal is. It always sinks when I sit into it. It collapses. I don't understand.
And one more time, because I know you'll appreciate this, Randy, I believe this is the first time that the show has ever been hosted by two guys that can go out and get the discount for the 55
over
deal.
Hey, that's only because I have a false ID, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, because my original ID was an antique, so I can't use it anymore.
Ouch. Okay.
I'm sending you away now, Doug. Bye.
Yeah, say goodbye, Doug. Bye, Doug.
Boy, that was fun. Nice little shot across the bow as we're hanging up.
Deserved it. We deserved it.
Yeah. You know what, Andy? He gives me grief, but my hair might be graying, but at least I'm keeping it, Doug. At least I'm keeping it. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Let's take a real quick look at our poll question. The question yesterday, will Creighton make the NCAA men's basketball tournament? Options were yes as an at-large, yes with a Missouri Valley tournament title, and a plain flat-out no. Mark Baldwin, your vote.
I think it was a great trade for the Chiefs. Awesome.
No,
awesome.
The Creighton thing.
Oh, what am I? Oh, see, I was
not paying
attention at all. I was looking
up
some.
Put your phone down.
I'm sorry.
Listen to me.
I'm sitting like I'm class here.
Creighton at large, conference title, or not making the tournament. Follow along.
I'll take D. No, they're going to be. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, sure.
They're going to be the conference titleist. They're going to beat Wichita State on Saturday.
All right. Well, then
that was 29%
of the vote. 59% said yes as an at-large. 29% said yes as the tournament title. And 12% said, nope, not going to make it. And they're kind of on a bit of a schneid right now. Now,
okay, can we go on to this one?
I already know your input on this one. You've given this one some thought. Who got the better part of the trade for Alex Smith? Is it the Niners who got a second-round pick, the 34th overall pick in the draft, and also one from the 2014? They got two picks, or that's what the Niners got, or the Chiefs who got Alex Smith, or option three would be nobody, fair trade, equal wash. Who got the better of the trade, Niners or Chiefs, or nobody?
Well, Alex Trebek, I'll take the answer is the Chiefs. Oh, yeah. Put it in a question.
Well, thanks, Mark. That answer surprised me.
What was your name again?
Eric Stratton, Rush Chairman. Darn glad to meet you. I'm going to take a break. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss pills and promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Listen to what this doctor said about Refirm.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
You're in your car and it's accelerating like molasses. And even when you idle, it sounds like the engine's filled with, well, molasses. You know a tune-up's in order, and you know an AutoZone's close by. So no matter the problem, be it old spark plugs or somehow molasses, you know you're covered.
Come into AutoZone today for the tune-up advice you need. Right now, save $1 each on Bosch Platinum or Double Platinum spark plugs after mailing rebate. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.
Come on!
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
To the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, the state basketball tournament going on in Lincoln, girls' state tournament. Here are the finals in Class A. Millard West with a 65-45 win, eliminating Lincoln Northeast. In B, it's Beatrice, the top seed, rolling 48-44. Fairly tight game against South Sioux City. In Class C2, a game heard on the breeze, 94.5. St. Cecilia holds Sutton scoreless for a little bit over 4 minutes, and they win it 50-34 to advance. They'll take on the winner of Hershey and St. Pat's. In Class D2, we have one semifinal already set up. It's Fall City Sacred Heart with a 57-42 win over Sandhills Thedford. They'll be taking on Osmond. Osmond eliminated the Deschler Dragons by a final of 42-27. And I know you were looking at scores because that's what
I sure wasn't paying attention to you. Class A, just a little bit left to go. The last we heard, it was tied 41, Lincoln Southeast and Bellevue East. In the game between Hershey and North Platte St. Pat's in Class C2, that was at the end of the third, was the last report there. And it was Hershey winning pretty easily, 31-17. And that should catch us up, right?
Which else am I missing? 17. They got 17 heading into the fourth quarter.
No, wow. This is the, third or fourth time these two teams have played this year.
Yeah, and Hershey's had the better of it.
Yeah, so that's not a surprise there. So.
Yeah, not surprised they won, but holy cow, holding them down to 17 points. Don't forget, tonight we'll have more basketball for you on the Breeze 94.5. Of course, we'll have Giltner and Why Not, and again, that's set for an 8:45 tip as Giltner will take on the two-time defending state champions in Why Not. Also at 8:45 on Classic, it's 98.9 FM. We'll have Minden and Pierce. That'll be at 8:45. And this afternoon on Classic, it's 98.9 FM. Tip at 2 o'clock, Kearney Catholic and Norfolk Catholic. And because of the two games on the Breeze and 98.9 FM, we're kind of out of radio stations for hockey. So Tri-City Storm Hockey will be right here on ESPN tonight as they're in Waterloo to take on the Blackhawks. Again, they'll drop the puck a little bit after 7, about 7:05. And pregame will start around 6:50. Again, Twice the Storm Hockey will be tonight on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. Certainly want to say thanks to all of our guests who joined us here on this Thursday. As don't forget, to also tonight, Sean Callahan will be at Cunningham starting around 6 o'clock. We had Josh Howgie from the Tri-City Storm, Don Lee, so the head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, and Nancy Lottman, the head girls basketball coach at Giltner. Want to wish her the best of luck and thank her for joining us. And Mark Baldwin, thank you so much for joining us today as well.
Thank you, Randy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. And our surprise caller, Doug from Kearney as well. That's always nice.
Send him a parting gift, will you?
Yeah. Or at least get him to part. One of the two. All right, we'll be back at it again tomorrow. We'll update all the girls' state basketball tournament action for you, as well as we'll talk a little Nebraska basketball with folks from BTN. And, well, who else? Who knows? We'll get a lot of other stuff set up between now and tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning. Join us then for another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!